For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Our coverage of the National FFA Convention continues. Coverage brought to you by Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Minnesota Farm Bureau, Minnesota Corn Growers, Mike Breath Construction, Midsota Manufacturing, Minnesota Farmers Union, and also Nelson Insurance Agency here on Chasm Radio. We track down Nolan Sabo. He is with the FFA over at Recori. And Nolan, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, not a problem at all. Thanks for joining us. How is the national convention going this week?
It's going really great so far. I've been meeting a whole bunch of new people from all across the country, and that's really fun just seeing what they do differently in their states compared to Minnesota.
Nolan, talk about the different events and seminars, activities. Just kind of summarize what's all going on during the day over there.
Well, mostly during the day, I've been walking around the Expo Center where, where companies come, like John Deere and Case and Ford and, like, big companies like that come and talk to you about, like, what they're doing for FFA and stuff because they all sponsor us. Then you can go around and talk to companies like that. And then I've also been doing a bunch of workshops about, like, helping you figure out your career path after FFA and, like, how you can use your FFA experience to better help yourself in the future with your career.
You know, Nolan, you mentioned some of those industry folks. I mean, that's got to be pretty neat to learn and ask questions of some of those firsthand people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like John Deere this year is brought some of, like, their brand new tractors and stuff, and it's pretty cool just to see what they're doing new for the industry and what's like to come in the future, I guess.
Nolan Sabo joining us from the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Nolan, talk about your chapter and the folks. How many members went over to Indiana this week?
So I'm from the Recori chapter, and this year we had 3 members go, including me. Just this year because we started as a new chapter, so we have 35 members in total, and I guess only 3 of us really wanted to go, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And as far as FFA, Nolan, what really grabs your interest? What do you like about FFA the most?
Honestly, I just like meeting the new people. It's really fun. I'm a very social person, so I just like going around convention and meeting people and just going around at FFA events and stuff and meeting new people and seeing where they're from and learning their stories and stuff like that.
You know, I find it interesting to find out how people get involved. You know, was it a sibling? Was it an advisor? Was it a teacher? Who kind of got you interested right off the bat?
That would be my older brother, Rylan. He joined FFA when he was a freshman. And when I was in 8th grade, I kind of looked up to him and stuff. So he was telling me about how much fun the meetings were and how many new people he was meeting and all the fun stuff that they got to do. So he really got me interested in joining.
So Nolan, have you had a chance to meet other members from other states, and what has that interaction been like?
Yeah, I've met people probably close to almost all 50 states I've talked to people from. But one of the things they always mention is our accent from Minnesota, so that's kind of funny.
You know, usually it's the other way around. You know, they have the accent, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I always tell them. I'm like, you guys are the ones with the accents. We just sound normal, but I guess they think we sound funny.
Oh, heck, we'll deal with it. That's okay. Well, Nolan Sabo joining us from the Recori FFA. Nolan, we appreciate your few minutes and just getting a glimpse at your experience this week. Thanks again. Have fun the rest of the week here, and have safe travels back home, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for your time. Nolan Sabo joining us from the Recori FFA, our state FFA convention reports here on Chasm Radio.